United Airlines says the unprecedented environment of fuel prices is the biggest reason it's laying off nearly 15% of its pilots. The airline announced its latest cost-cutting effort yesterday. Chicago Public Radio's Ahmad Omar has more.
The news that 950 pilots will be out of work at United comes only a few weeks after the company announced 1,400 to 1,600 non-union job cuts and a fleet reduction of 100 planes. On top of that, an unspecified number of customer service agents, baggage handlers, mechanics, and flight attendants face potential layoffs as well. David Field of Airline Business Magazine says it's no secret United is struggling.
They are in deep yogurt right now. They're just losing lots of money. They're hemorrhaging cash domestically, and they're not making very much money internationally.
Field says United miscalculated just how expensive fuel would get when it came out of bankruptcy in 2006. He says the company later focused on mergers instead of the deep cuts it's making now. The 950 pilots represent about 15% of United's 6,600 total pilots. Field says that reduction will lead to significant savings.
The pilots are a relatively small portion of the total workforce, but they take up the lion's share of salaries, pensions, and benefits. So you're talking about relatively steep staff cuts.
Pilots facing layoffs will be notified in mid-July, with the job cuts stretching well into 2009. A spokesman with United's pilots union says the two sides are still negotiating in the hopes of saving at least a few jobs. For NPR News, I'm Ahmad Omar in Chicago.